This is Inside the FLX from FingerLakes1.com, and I'm joined by Director Katie Flowers and Assistant Director Peter Budman with the Community Engagement and Service Learning Office at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. Good morning, you both.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us.
So about this time of year, college students go home and they leave lots of stuff behind. So take us through the history of what was the HWS barn sale and has evolved into this year's community distribution.
Sure. So briefly, in 2011, the first year we launched this effort of just trying to efficiently repurpose items. And we had the barn on campus. We moved things there, and it started out as a relatively small scale effort, community, you know, yard sale, so to speak. And then, like anything, it just grows and grows. We became more and more efficient, and we were able to start selling clothing, ensuring second uses for many, many donated items, you know, box fans, alarm clocks, rugs. And so it kind of outgrew the barn location. And that's when we moved down to the Geneva Recreation Center. Folks will remember the fun there was like ready, start your engine, 7 o'clock in the morning. And we'd have a lot of fun. But then, of course, the pandemic hit in 2020. So we weren't able to have a large scale event like that. We partnered with an organization called Give Back Box, which is a national program where you can use Amazon packaging to send donations to nonprofit organizations. That was 2020. 2021 is kind of when we hit the jackpot and we thought, why are we selling things and moving them to another location? We should just donate directly. And so thankfully, my new colleague, Peter, is on board starting in February of this year and has hit the ground running with the second year of this revitalized rec distribution effort to local nonprofit organizations.
All right, Peter, I've never talked with you before, so tell us a bit about you. You're a 2015 graduate of Hobart. What attracted you to the Office of Service Learning and getting into this line of work?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously had a wonderful experience back at HWS as an undergraduate, stayed on for my master's in 2016. And throughout my time here as a resident of Geneva and a student at Hobart William Smith, I was heavily involved in the community, both with the Head Start program and a variety of campus initiatives. So, you know, went and had my fun in Boston, Massachusetts, but always knew that, you know, returning to the Finger Lakes was in my future in a place I wanted to call home. And so obviously working with community engagement, service learning, Katie, a true commitment to what it means to be a community member, I think rung true as I looked at what the possibilities were for returning to the Finger Lakes, and grateful to be back working to support both the community organizations as well as our HWS students and with their futures.
So there are basically two components to this program. The first is the collection effort, where around campus can people drop things off? And my other question is, are you limiting it to just students, or can community members that have suitable items drop them off as well?
Yeah, great questions all around. So we, it's a collaborative effort across the board, both on campus here, but also with community partners. So we have 12 community partners who are have signed up to come pick up items for their clients, for their organizations. And those pickups will be occurring throughout the month of May. We've really been thoughtful about how those donations come in. So on the first floor of every residence hall, we have bins, collection bins that students can place their items in as they're preparing to move out. Those bins are then collected and transported to our HWS barn where they're sorted, cleaned, and packaged for community partners to pick up. We have collaborated with a couple of different community organizations to think about if there are other items that are looking to be donated. I believe Geneva just hosted their Geneva Free Day, which is a collaboration with the town hall. And that is an opportunity to, you know, repurpose items that are in good condition. And so we're really trying to be thoughtful about meeting everyone's needs and supporting the entire community.
And then the second part of this, of course, is the community organizations that will receive the goods. And we're getting down to deadline time here. So just a couple of more days. How does an organization get in on this if they haven't yet?
Absolutely. If they're interested, they are welcome to reach out to our office at serve@hws.edu. And we'll get them connected with the time and date that they are comfortable and able to pick up. We have students moving out this Saturday, and then our commencement is on Sunday the 23rd. And so we'll have kind of two waves of move out. And so it'll be, you know, those items. We've got, you know, a student population of about close to 2,000. And so that's a lot of items that are going to be moving out the doors here shortly. And so we're excited to collect those items and get them into the hands of those that need them.
Over the years, over $100,000 in donations, 122,000 pounds of things kept out of the landfill, and a lot of local organizations who especially now need the funds being helped.
Well, we're glad to triple bottom line, people, profit, planet. It's, you know, we live in this community, we learn in this community, we have, you know, have fun and play in this community. And if we can support folks with this, you know, collaborative effort, it certainly helps our students as well as we think about important concepts about, you know, place-based learning, stewardship, consumption habits and patterns that if you're, you know, thoughtful about, potentially you can break, you know, and some items are of course, you know, held to support our students who may be from LA and don't have puffy jackets for, you know, winters they've never witnessed. So we can store a couple of those. And, you know, it's just a collaborative effort that I also just wanted to give a shout out to Staples, to your earlier question mm-hmm. about can people donate. We typically can only handle what on-campus donations, but we're grateful for Staples because they do take e-waste and that's open to anybody, not just this effort. So if you have a electronic waste that you're able to donate, they're open to that. Our college bookstore, the college store, partners with an organization to ensure books find a second home. So that's a wonderful partnership. And then new this year, Ontario ARC, we have a college experience program. And so the participants of that program, we're thrilled to have them help us fold clothing, interest in going into retail. And so, you know, many hands coming together to help make this effort move forward. And we have a lot of fun, but I'm not going to lie, when it's over, we breathe a sigh of relief because the volume is overwhelming.
I look forward to the day that I don't have to ask COVID questions anymore in my interviews, but we're not quite there yet. So how has the pandemic changed community engagement and service learning? I know for one thing, the annual day of community service at HWS, normally held at the beginning of the year, was moved this year.
Well, we have actually always had a fall and spring and then August day of service.
Okay. I didn't realize you had multiple ones.
Yeah. Days of service. We've been calling it for probably 10 years now. But the 2020 is the only time we had to have a virtual day of service, which sounds a little ridiculous. However, we started, I think, creatively partnered with our community members, and they made an amazing welcome to our community partnership. You know, Lucille Mallard, our leaders from local churches made sure to say, this is what it means to partner with Geneva. And if and when, you know, you're able to do so, please partner with us. So we did a personal overview, but then also just situationally, like learning about the community and the robust history of our region. So that was the only virtual thing we did. Also virtual volunteering. It's linked on our Instagram page. It's a whole new thing, Ted. I had not thought about virtual volunteering before, but you can do a virtual 5K, you can do a bone marrow swipe and put it in the mail and see if you could become a bone marrow donor. You could be, you know, certified to become a counselor for an LGBTQ youth through the Trevor Project. There's no shortage of things to be done, even in a virtual setting.
Now, one of the people who's helping with the effort this year is James Anderson, who's a junior class of 23. He's one of 10 community stewards. Tell us about that program.
Yeah, so this is, as you've heard, a process that can't be completed without the help of many. And so James really took a lead last year with his partner, Katarina Jacob, who's also class of 23, and just really rose to the occasion, so dedicated to the effort, to finding a repurpose for every item that they came across. And so this year, they are our community donation leaders, leading a group of seven other community donation stewards who are really running the effort, you know, doing that publicizing to their students and peers, that peer educating, who are moving the items, who are packing and making sure that the logistics of this run smoothly. So we're grateful for their support, and we know that they're going to go on to do wonderful things with this experience and with their commitment to the earth and their community.
So look for those drop-off locations around campus. Also, if you're an organization who could benefit from donated goods, serve@hws.edu is the email address. And Friday, day after tomorrow, is the deadline, as we're almost a move-out day already. We didn't really think we'd get there. It's just, I thought winter semester was just going to go forever.
It's so true. And then hailing, you know, spring semester, every other windy day. So we made it and we're making it. So looking forward to graduation on the 22nd and appreciate your opportunity to have us here to highlight this program.
All right. Katie Flowers and Peter Budman, Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning. I've memorized that over the years. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. And let us know anything else that you have coming up. The microphone is always yours.
We appreciate your time very much.